Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Edward VI. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 4th of July 1551, Gregory Cromwell, 1st Baron Cromwell, died of sweating sickness at Launde Abbey in Leicestershire. He was laid to rest at the Abbey's chapel on the 7th of July. You will, of course, recognise the surname Cromwell. But who was Gregory Cromwell? Well, here are some facts about him. Gregory Cromwell was born in late 1519 or early 1520 and was the son of Thomas Cromwell, who'd become King Henry VIII's chief minister. And he was married to Elizabeth Wicks, so she was Gregory's mother. Gregory's mother and sisters, Anne and Grace, appear to have died in 1529. Gregory was educated first under the supervision of Margaret Vernon, the prioress of Little Marlow in Buckinghamshire, and then at Cambridge University, at Pembroke Hall and Christ College. He was later mentored by Roland Lee, Bishop of Coventry in Lichfield. Gregory was clearly an intelligent young man. Terry Fitzgerald, in an article on him on the Anne Boleyn Files website, writes that Thomas Howard, 3rd Duke of Norfolk, praised him as a wise, quick piece in 1536 and states that he spoke Latin and French, played the lute and virginals, learned accounting, was skilled with the longbow and was an accomplished horseman. Following a failed match to marry the only daughter of Sir Thomas Neville of Kent, Gregory married Queen Jane Seymour's sister, Elizabeth, who was the widow of Sir Anthony Ughtred, on the 3rd of August 1537 at Mortlake. In October 1537, while Elizabeth was one of the principal mourners at Queen Jane's funeral, Gregory and his cousin Richard carried banners. Gregory and Elizabeth appear to have had a successful and happy marriage. They had 5 children together. 3 sons, Henry, Edward and Thomas, and 2 daughters, Catherine and Frances. They resided first at the former Lewes Priory, then at Leeds Castle in Kent, and finally at the former Priory of Launde. In December 1539, Gregory was appointed to the Lord Admiral's retinue to go to Calais and meet Anne of Cleves, who was on her way to England to marry King Henry VIII. In May 1540, Gregory took an active part in the May Day jousts. His father had recently been made Earl of Essex, and Gregory was now Lord Cromwell. However, Gregory's father was arrested on the 10th of June 1540 at a council meeting at Westminster and imprisoned in the Tower of London. Thomas Cromwell was found guilty of treason by an act of attainder and executed on the 28th of July 1540. Gregory lost his title of Lord Cromwell at his father's fall, and his father's lands and fortune were taken by the crown. Gregory and Elizabeth must have feared for their own lives, and Elizabeth wrote a letter to the king affirming their loyalty. On the 18th of December 1540, just under 5 months after his father's execution, Gregory was created Baron Cromwell as a new creation by letters patent. And 2 months later, he was granted some of his father's former lands, including Launde Priory in Leicestershire, which would become his family's main estate and home. Gregory's offices included Justice of the Peace for Sussex and Ranger of Rutland Forest, and he also served on several commissions, including the Commission of the Muster in Leicestershire and the Commission for Relief. He was made a Knight of the Bath when Edward VI was crowned in 1547. Between 1541 and his death in 1551, Gregory divided his time between administration of his estates and attending the House of Lords, in which he was an active peer. By his death on this day in 1551, Gregory Cromwell, Baron Cromwell, was a wealthy man, owning property in Leicestershire, Northamptonshire, Rutland, Norfolk and South Wales. Following his death on the 4th of July 1551, Gregory's widow Elizabeth married John Paulet, the future Marquess of Winchester. I'll give you a link to read Terry Fitzgerald's excellent article on Gregory, which also includes information on and a couple of miniatures, which Terry believes to be of Gregory. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 4th of July 1533, two men were burnt at the stake at Smithfield for heresy. Reformer and theologian John Frith for his belief that purgatory didn't exist and his views on the sacrament, and tailor's apprentice Andrew Hewitt for his belief regarding the sacrament. You can find out more about what was wrong with their beliefs and how they were betrayed in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.